first he was great, holy, and high. No man could touch him. He dwelt with the children of Israel in a pillar of fire. And when he settled on the mount that morning, even if a beast touched the mountain, it must be thrust through with a dart. No middle ground, must be thrust through with a dart. What a terrible thing it was. And when his voice spoke out in the thunder's roar and the lightning's flash, the people said, "Let Moses speak unto us, and not God, lest we die." What a terrible sight it was. That was God, holy. But watch, he loved the people. He was trying to make his way. Then the next time God was manifested was in his Son, Christ Jesus. Then he come through a virgin birth, conceived by a virgin, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. God himself came down into a blood cell and wrapped the blood around him. The blood cell, the germ of life of God himself, wrapped in this blood cell that brought forth the Son, Christ Jesus. Now, what he does for that, to make you perfect and to bring you back into fellowship, he brings you through that blood cell into himself. You get it?
Amen.
Through the blood cell of the Lord Jesus that unveiled the life of Jehovah, and we, coming through the blood cell, becomes a part of that life. So deity itself lays in the man that's received the Holy Spirit. You are a son. I'm a Branham by birth. And a part of Mr. and Mrs. Branham is in me. And if you become a son or a daughter of God, part of deity lays in you. See how the devil robs you? Say, "Oh, you can't do this." All things are possible to them that believe, no matter what it is. You are a part of deity, a son or daughter, not a servant, a son and a daughter. Why, brother, it surprises all angels, archangels, and everything else. It comes right into the presence of the Father himself. And how are we brought? Through the blood. Amen. Then you come into deity. You become a part. You're welded in. Let's think of God folding around him. Now we're going to enlarge it billions of times from this blood cell. And there God, in this blood cell, folded himself up and wrapped himself in this blood cell and come to redeem man through life. Hallelujah! There! When that blood cell spread out, and brought the body Christ Jesus, Jehovah himself was tabernacled in him. That through the bursting of that blood cell at Calvary might bring sons and daughters to himself in the blood cell, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ into himself, and we become a part of God. Amen. That's what makes Satan mad. That's what shakes him when the Church of Jesus Christ only knew who they were. Brother, oh, you say, "I know there's nothing impossible with God." He said there's nothing impossible to you. Amen. That changes the subject, doesn't it? Oh, say there's nothing impossible with God. He said there's nothing impossible to you whatsoever, things you desire. When you pray, believe, you receive it, and you shall have it. Amen.